so fine. Do the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you. People call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown, like a rolling stone.
Hello and welcome to Radio Freeman. Another Tuesday afternoon, evening as it were, I don't know, wherever you're at, here on Revere Radio Network. You know, honestly, sometimes I come out here and I have no idea what it is I'm going to talk about. I have many things on my mind and I try to figure out what's important. What is it that would be important for us to understand, to see, to think about, and hear about here on Radio Freeman? I've been working a lot on an article about Obama, the space race, and mysterious asteroids. And honestly, I don't think I have it together enough to cover that topic, which was one of the ideas I had for today. You know, it's a deep study. It's a deep look into this coming Obama space nation. As if you're keeping tabs, Google is now working with the administration, with Obama. It was Google that pretty much put out the ad campaign that solidified his quote-unquote election. And then Google's also coupling with NASA. And we have all these couplings going on and movement towards space-based weaponry, the militarization of space, coupled with the interesting anomalous asteroids coming in into our atmosphere and causing sonic booms, which are very quickly followed by earthquakes. And I've discussed this a little bit, you know, in each of the radio shows that I've been on trying to get this covered and talked about. But I really have to get this all down, get it done, so that you have all the details and understand what's going on. A lot of the symbolism I was looking at in this whole thing was the movement from the titles of our space vehicles. Be that, you know, we're mingling now with the military Delta and Atlas class rocket ships to help spur NASA with a little extra technology cheap. You know, of course, Atlas is the god of Atlantis, and the Delta is the symbol of the Trinity, and it's also the Great Pyramid's Delta Plateau there. And these titles and names are moving over to Aries and Orion. Aries, of course, being Mars, the god of war. So we can see where our NASA space program symbolism is at least going. And, of course, the Orion constellation has always been coupled with Osiris, and in exopolitical spectrums, it's coupled with the negative grays that are coming here and abducting humans, if you believe all that. So we've got the Aries, Mars, god of war connection with Orion, coupled with our new JFK Obama, which, if you look into the symbolism of the early Apollo missions, in the first Apollo mission to the moon, Orion was also very prominent in the symbolism of their badges that the astronauts wore. So I'm looking at this picture going, okay, you know, we've got Google coupling with the Obama administration and NASA. Now, Google has technology out there that, well, for example, can track flu epidemics by your searches. So if They have a new system set in place right now that if numerous people in a certain region start Googling flu symptoms, then Google then announces to the whoever they announce to that there is a flu epidemic in that region. So they are watching your searches and then using this data to project what's going on planet Earth. So that's a, you know, that's one example. It's amazing what it could do. Definitely, once this gets plugged into the grid, I'm sure it'll be just predictive programming out the wahoo. But so in the symbolism of this whole thing, we've got our Syrian president coming in, Akhenaten Obama, coming into another space race like JFK, and so resonating, as I can use Steve's terms now, Steve Wilner from Labyrinth of the Psychonaut, Obama is resonating with JFK. And we have another space race going on. How curious is that? And of course, this is all moving into the time as we're projecting ourselves into a potential World War III. So all of this does couple and follow a storyline that I can't wait to get out there. I did just put out a new artwork of Obama on the bloodlines of the Illuminati. You might check that out on myspace.com/FreemanTV. I have a lot of fun with the artwork because art is a real good way to get your perspective out there, especially with what I discuss. I'm constantly talking about symbols and images and things that need visual representation. And so I do, and I post those up, and I'm making lectures out of them, and it seems the universe is conspiring to put me together with David Icke. I have a potential of two lectures with David Icke, and I'm pretty excited about that. One will be here in or possibly in Dallas, here in Texas, anyway, which is being set up by Oracle Broadcasting and Josh Reeves, Global Reality Network. And then another that I was just on Edge Media TV in the UK, and they are having a conference there with David Icke, and they invited me to come along if I could get there. I don't know, maybe if I get in touch with the guy in charge, he'll actually give me some money to go. Who knows? So these are the exciting things going on. On top of that, an Australian TV crew is coming to interview me and Aaron Cassidy and possibly Alex Jones for their TV show in Australia. I'm looking forward to that. I was trying to get them to see if they could film me at the Columbia statue here on the UT campus because of all the symbolism. I mean, that statue's just perfect for me. I could talk all day from just the symbolism that's right there. But, of course, they don't allow you to film on campus regularly. I brought the Swedish TV crew, which wasn't quite an interview, but more of a spoof, Philip and Frederick. I'll get that video up on YouTube sometime. I videotaped them videotaping me, and it came out pretty funny. These are a spoof guys on Swedish TV that said they were coming to film extraordinary Americans, and what they found extraordinary about Americans is that some of us will run around in pink leotards or pink lingerie, and actually, yeah. I was glad they did not seem to use my part for their show. I think I was a little too serious. I didn't want to be on that. But anyway, the point of the story was that I had brought them down to the statue of the Columbia goddess on UT campus, and we got run off by campus security there. So now I know we can't just go there and film. So you guys are probably pretty lucky. If you go check out my films on corporate logos in Columbia, or help support me by purchasing them at freemantv.com, then you get to see that fountain and statue and the weird connections to symbolism there. This whole story just goes on and on, and it continues to go on into Obama, If you want to check out last week's or last Saturday's show, I had on Oracle Broadcasting with Steve Wilner of Labyrinth of the Psychonaut, and we got a little bit into the serious symbolism of Obama. And he has a nice website that outlines a lot of that in his films on YouTube, Soundless Dawn. Very good stuff. It was a great show. So, you know, it's the same story. It's the same thing. Now we've got this Akhenaten-type character moving into the Oval Office. And, I mean, I see everybody putting their Obama blinders back on. Like, okay, we've got a chance for progress now. Look, he's going to... Well, what could Obama do? He could definitely legalize marijuana, and he's been one to come out and say that he has inhaled and inhaled, and isn't that the point? So that would make a lot of people happy, and they would suddenly think that Obama might be the Messiah. He could open disclosure on extraterrestrials, UFOs, and maybe even get into life on Mars and on the moon. I wonder if he'll go that far. But he definitely has started movement in that direction. Transparency of government, they call it. But see, I just don't buy into any of this at all. I really don't. To me, it's all just furthering the plan. And maybe this is just because I'm tainted, but the obvious reasons for me is because I continually am correct. I keep making these predictions, and things keep going the way that I say they're going. Or at least that my brain has some intuition as to what is the goal or the end game here. And I did not make a prediction for Obama. Honestly, I wanted to focus on other things. I wanted to focus on, okay, let's move to life. I had made a prediction way back before 2000. Back when Bill Clinton was in office, that W would be forced into office and would be the last American president. Now, little did I know that my prediction was going to be so specific. Now, I was curious because it came out of my mouth that way, the last American president. And when I said this, my thoughts were on the New World Order. My thoughts were on the understanding that America is slated to be the shopping mall / theme park of this new world order, that it's going to be broken down into regions, and that the capitals will be placed in Atlanta and in Denver. So it wasn't that I thought it was the end of the world, and I think some people took that because I'm a poet, I'm an artist, I'm a whatever, you know, I throw out statements like these in somewhat of a poetic fashion. You know, he's the last American president. People could take that as they will. You know, they could think that I meant that utter devastation was going to occur, or that martial law came down. And honestly, I didn't know what I meant by that. I just knew it because of the symbolism. Because W was equivalent to the number 66 in Hebrew, which is the number of the dark side in Kabbalah. And that was how I predicted his rise. It's also why I predicted he'd be forced into office, because they needed you to be angry and feel unempowered. So that was the whole point of W. And when I said that he'd be the last American president, I didn't realize that what I was saying is, or, you know, maybe I just, you know, lucked on this, but Obama is not an American president. And he is now twice unconstitutional. And that's also curious to me how this keeps coming up. You know, he's unconstitutional because he cannot prove he's a natural-born citizen, or he will not prove that he's a natural-born citizen. And then he was unconstitutional when he flubbed the inauguration, when they flubbed their bringing him into office. And they had to go and sneak off and do it in another room, and some have noted that there were high-level Masons in the room when they did the next speech behind closed doors. And they did the oath of office behind closed doors. curious, very curious. We don't even know what they said back there. You know, we really don't. We don't know what oath he swore to. We don't know why this was done. And, of course, they did it so that he, well, you know, reportedly, mainstream, is that he did it because flubbing the oath is unconstitutional. You have to get the words right. And they even identified two other presidents, Calvin Coolidge and Arthur Clark, or Arthur... Chester Arthur, not Arthur Clark, that had also flubbed their oath of office. But, no, I'm sorry. I see everything as a scheme, a plan, and that's just the way I see it. And so I try to use the symbolism and the understanding I have of extraterrestrials, exopolitics, and Freemasonry and secret societies to decipher where they're going with all of this and what they mean. And I really do think that the next thing, although the next thing will be asteroids. It's going to be like asteroids and earthquakes. He's going to be just like the president's on the movies, you know, where he gets to save the world and maybe disclose some deeper hidden secrets. And I bet they will get into ancient astronauts. They might even disclose that there is architecture on Mars. I mean, the Boeing Prometheus Mars mission already had released a poster with architecture on Mars and some serious Masonic symbolism in the poster as well. So, yeah, I think that that's on their mind. I think that they want to release this type of data and get back to these type of bloodline storylines. Like my picture shows in my new MySpace picture, their whole bloodline tracing back to Vlad the Impaler. And these guys have always been connected with, like, a vampiric energy. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. The whole scenario really is just ridiculous. But interesting, and that's what keeps us going, isn't it? That's what keeps us listening and researching and thinking, because it is quite intriguing. And honestly, I'm not afraid of the situation. I find it an amazing ride. I'm really excited about having a look at this picture, and the times that we exist in right now are just astounding. So I did get it right, I guess, saying Obama, or saying that W would be the last American president, because after Obama, it's most likely Schwarzenegger. And so we'll have the Schwarzenegger-Smith ticket. I could see it coming now. I'd be curious. But I think that things are going to get really strange here really soon. Outside of most people's thoughts of standard reality, and it's gonna be crazy. I don't know. This is what I see because of all the numerous reports of what's coming in now with these flashes in the atmosphere that no one's really sure what that is, and I'm beginning to think it's a result of coupling scalar weaponry, and then because the next thing that occurs is a sonic boom. And that's very unusual for incoming asteroids or meteors. And then, you know, the flash turns night to day. And I personally have witnessed this myself when I was a young boy near a submarine base in Florida. And that was quite an unusual event, walking in the middle of the night, or, you know, late evening, walking down the beach, and all of a sudden it was pure daylight. I could see everything. Everything was just right. You know, it was daylight, and I turned just in time to see the glow dissipate behind the hill that was next to the ocean, which is where the submarine base was at. So that was curious technology I witnessed there. But now we've got this incoming flash that turns night to day, and then followed by a sonic boom, and then by earthquakes. A couple of the events that have occurred, December 29th, there was one over Tok, Alaska. And then right along with that, coupled with that, was a massive eruption of earthquakes. I think they said 250 earthquakes in Yellowstone National Park. And now there has just been another 5.7 quake in Alaska as well. And I've been listing dates, times, and events that have occurred like this. What I should be doing also is coupling this with the Soho data. I used to watch that so regularly. I used to go and watch the sun just erupt all the time, especially leading into solar cycle 23, and was able to predict the weather watching this. I would see a solar eruption. I would determine whether it was coming towards Earth or not. You know, you can pick all that up from the Soho satellite. And then you could predict the weather. You could actually say, hey, there's going to be a major storm in 3 days. It usually took about 3 days for the reaction after you watched the flare. But as solar cycle progressed, as the 23 progressed into it, the eruptions were becoming so many that it became impossible. It was too hard for me to correlate all that data because, well, now we had multiple eruptions going on at once, because Sun Cycle 23 was larger than anyone had expected, 300 times what the scientists had thought in sunspot activity, and it was quite a doozy. But yet the news, they just kept reporting El Nino struck again, and because I was watching the Soho satellite and was able to predict these massive storms that were coming, I was saying, okay, there's going to be this major weather, and then the news would come on 3 days later and say, El Nino struck again, and I knew darn well it was the sun and not this so-called El Nino. So I would couple this these earthquakes with the massive flashes along with the solar cycle and see what's going on with that. Because these solar cycles do affect our magnetosphere and the ionosphere and therefore our weather, this is something that is very critical. And now we're moving into the peak of solar cycle 24. And they're already giving us major gamma ray warnings. There's a recent news article, if you didn't have enough to worry about, well, have a look at this. Let me see if I can find that article real quick.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Mister, told me I got what it takes. She said, I'll turn you on, son, into something strong. Played a song with the foggy break. Engelgard Mozart was checking out the weather charts, see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie gave my anus curly whirly and asked me if I needed a runner in the night, blinded by the light, wrapped up like
She's gonna make it through the night.
Well, I see that Fox News even covered this one, which makes me even more skeptical. But a recently released NASA report warns that the U.S. has forgotten the power of the sun, creating a technological society susceptible, like never before, to massive infrastructure damage due to solar storms. So they're saying that, well, this is nothing new, and of course I've been talking about it for over a decade, but we are in such a technologically advanced state now with all of our satellites and GPS and cell phones and everything else that we're in a very critical position to be taken out by one of these solar storms, and they're calling it a Space Katrina. And I was trying to find this other article on it, which just I thought was more humorous, as far as this is from Science Net Daily that I'm picking this up. And the professor Daniel Baker of the Laboratory for Atmospheric and Science Space Physics at the University of Colorado goes on to say that whether it is terrestrial catastrophes or extreme weather incidents, the results can be devastating to modern societies that depend in a myriad of ways on advanced technological systems. And so you see, it's the same fear program going again. We were all subjected to this with Y2K, and many thought that I was crazy and was going to be in a bunker because I was suggesting and mentioning, hey, you know, the DOD and FEMA are saying that we should have 3 days of supplies on hand. And, you know, this was their own government telling them to do so, and everybody went, you're a crackpot. And I'm like, I'm not a crackpot. You know, DOD and FEMA's a crackpot, if anyone. But what I'm trying to also suggest to you by explaining that as I watched the SOHO satellite, in which this news article recommends doing as well, that I was able to, you know, correlate this data with the space weather, with terrestrial weather, and watch the news, as they called it, El Nino. So this is the type of programming that they want to do to us so that we don't completely have a full view of reality, and they can determine what reality they want you to follow. So at that time, they were not interested in you knowing about these solar flares. They wanted you to call it El Nino, and never once were mentioning the massive solar eruptions that were going on. It became news, and then it just vanished, like Planet X. You know? It was there, and then gone. And all of a sudden, they decide to call it something else, and say that it's due to terrestrial effects, you know, this water current that's causing heating in certain regions, and well, currently we are in a massive extreme weather effects right now, going from just above us, although it's really cold here in Texas in Austin, but just above us it's freezing, and it's just freezing rain and snow from here to Maine. And what I'm seeing and what I feel is that we now have these technological advancements that are able to create these type effects from man-made antennas, man-made structures, be it HARP or other ionospheric heaters, scalar weaponry, and things of this type, are able to actually have godlike powers. And maybe they don't create the storm as it is, but they can definitely affect, modify it, increase its intensity. Over the years, while watching the weather, I was constantly laughing at the weathermen who were like, "Well, didn't see this coming, or this has never happened before, or my, this is awful unusual," as they were testing the weather modification technology. There was one poor island, I can't think of what it was right now, but the news continued to report, well, the storm isn't very bad, but it won't go away. I mean, this one storm was just stuck over this island, and the people were suffering major, major devastation from a minor storm that just wouldn't go away. And to me, I saw them like pushing this storm. We watched as they move the jet stream. You know, it's very simple. It's not that difficult for them to do. With an ionospheric heater, you heat certain regions of the ionosphere, and this will move weather patterns. It moves the jet stream. And I watched as they pushed the jet stream all the way down as far as Texas. And it was causing curious anomalies. People were reporting auroras, you know, the lights in the sky as far down as Texas. They were visible in Kansas. I witnessed them myself while I was in New York. These are all the type of technologies that we have now. And so now I watch as this Obama Akhenaten moves into office, and I see this plan continue to fulfill itself. You know, they're moving towards this global governance, and there's simply no doubts about that. And they're going to use these type of effects, quote-unquote natural disasters, to propel their agenda. There's just no doubts about that. But we are moving into chaotic times. We are moving into earth changes. And I find this a great point for leaping off. You know, once you start to realize what's going on, once you start to get an idea that life is not going to be like this in the very near future, that what you think is reality now is not going to be reality very soon. And this is a good point to start to redirect your own intentions and your own desires as to what you want life to be, because what you're working towards is actually not going to happen. At least this is the way I see it. I see things changing and turning, and I've been following the clues and examples all the way along this long path. So expect more extreme weather, expect more strangeness, expect more meteors, earthquakes, and natural disasters. And Obama will be like Morgan Freeman and coming up and telling us not to fear. We have NASA behind us, and thank God I thought to militarize and couple NASA with the DOD. You know, just perfect timing. Wow. Hail your Messiah, the one, Obama. Yeah, it's going to get very strange. No doubts about that. So what do I suggest? Well, I suggest starting to fulfill your own desires, fill your own bliss, start to explore reality a little bit more. You know, those of you that are free, those of you that are not duty-bound to a family, can go out and experience synchronicity and experience life, you know, and this is very critical because you need to bring this data back with you, and then when you form your family and everything, you have a bit of insight to the spiritual powers that you have at hand. This is really why I outline the magic and nefarious dealings of the Illuminati, or what I like to call the Atlanteans. Is just to highlight what they think, you know, these ideas of spiritual powers, and then to bring that to you and say, hey, okay, they believe that they have these spiritual powers. Do you? I certainly do, because I've experienced it, and I experienced it before I had any knowledge of anything. Just went out there and did it, and the universe showed me it was alive, loving, and nurturing, caring for me, guiding me. The synchronicities that occurred in my life blew my mind. I mean, things that would happen, I mean, they may seem simple to you. Like if I tell you a story of when I was trapped in Asheville, North Carolina, and I had no way, I had to make it to Florida to meet some friends so I could continue my journeys. And I didn't know how I was going to get there. I had no clue. I had very little money. I certainly couldn't, like, charter a plane or anything of that nature. And all my friends that I was staying with were going in opposite directions and going other places. At that moment, in what seemed to be the moment of despair, the moment when I thought all was lost and I was just going to be stuck in North Carolina and not have a home, not know where to go, not have any way to get to where I was going, the phone rang. And it was a friend of the friend I was staying with. And then this friend asks, well, I need to get to this festival in Florida. Do you know anybody that's interested in going? And here was a person sitting in their living room, that be me, that needed to get to that festival in Florida. I mean, what are the odds, really? I mean, that's astronomical. And I was saved, and my journey continued. And it went from journey to journey like this over and over again to where I developed an absolute faith in this synchronistic life. And I follow that to the fullest at this point. I am a synchronistic explorer. And I kind of want to be at the avant-garde of that, or, you know, don't want to be, but I am. But I want to be promoting it and projecting it out to all of you. Because to me, this is the one and only solution. Because once you're in contact with your higher self and it's directing you to fulfill your true potential, this is the very knowledge you need in order to change life on planet Earth. It's the knowledge you need to let go of the superstructure that surrounds you, the matrix that we call civilization in the real world. It is the ability to let that all go and have faith and trust in the universe and trust in the people that you draw into your circles. Trust in the people that are guiding you. There's so much mistrust now, it's ridiculous. And this is all part of the same campaign to make you lose these type of spiritual powers, to make you lose your own inner potential. So here I come, you know, da-da-da, and I want to show it to you. And that has really been the undercurrent of all of my productions. When you're reading my Anna Nicole Brittany mind control article, that is not a... It was not an analytical study. It was a metaphysical study of this events with Anna Nicole and Brittany. It was the universe projecting onto my television, projecting into my movie watching. You know, everything I happened to pick up at that time correlated with the data I was considering. I would go over and visit, say, Jack Blood from Deadline Live, and he'd give me a book, and it correlated, and everything correlated. And so it was like the universe handed me the story from different regions of my life, different places, you know, be it a movie, a book, a friend, whatever, and it all came together. And that's really the whole movement of Freeman TV and FreemanTV.com is to highlight to you my own synchronistic life and to show you how these things work. Unfortunately, what happens is then the messenger gets attached to the message, and, you know, I get accused of being some sort of prophet or something of that nature. Which maybe I am, I don't know. I certainly haven't been wrong. I don't think that it's special to me. I absolutely know that we all have this ability, that we all can tap into our true potential, and we can all have connection with our higher consciousness. And if you start to look at the puzzle pieces, you'll find that this is increasing. And that was most likely why the fear is increasing, because fear nullifies these effects. And so if you start to think to yourself, well, you know, this might happen to me if I go, or this might happen, well, that's, you're probably going to get what you expect. That seems to be the case with this. You got to be able to wipe that all clear and not have expectations. You know, expectations are the mother of disappointment. So you release your expectations, and your true will gets fulfilled. Because I'm telling you, the universe has more in store for you than you can conceive. There's just no doubts about that. There are things that are going to occur in your life that you never ever thought of. And that's once you open yourself to that completely, then your life becomes miraculous and things become amazing. And the times that we are in are not frightening, but intriguing and even inspiring. Because what a time to be alive. I mean, I don't know. I don't think anybody's ever even considered a life like ours. And it has a lot to do with what you put your intention into and what you're looking at and what you're thinking about as to what comes your way. I mean, all of my stuff, everything that's come my way has had giant flying craft or high priest Satanist or, you know, crazy Kabbalistic World Trade Center architects. The Bride of Christ carrying the Holy Grail. How'd that happen? You know, now I've met two women that have found the Holy Grail. What's up with that? So my life, that seems to be where my intentions are, where my my dream lives, and that's what gets fulfilled for me when I'm out letting it fulfill itself. You don't have to leave home to do this, but it helps, because people are the real connection that we're making here. It has mostly it deals with people, the people that you come into contact with. And so if you're going some straightforward route, you know, the linear route that most are trained to follow, and I believe this is why you're conditioned to write with your right hand. And I might also mention that Obama is left-handed. But it is this linear type thinking. Like if you look into the ancient languages, you'll find that Hebrew writes from right to left. And this is more working with the creative mind. Whereas we're writing from left to right. When you're writing from right to left, this is more of your linear mind. And that's where they want to keep you, is in this linear type thinking that you think you have to go from step A to step B to step C. And that keeps you climbing some sort of ladder. And that also keeps you disempowered. Because it's not linear, it's lateral. And as you get out there and you just run into miraculous contacts, you never know what you might end up doing. So if you limit yourself to only what you can conceive of, then you're going to miss out on your full potential. And this is due to our conditioning to make us all linear 3D robots, not realizing that we have a higher consciousness, not realizing that there is more going on in life than the struggle for existence, that there is some fabric of miraculous nature that we can all tune into. And that is life.
So strong.
All right, well, welcome back to Radio Freeman here on revereradio.net. I'm just thinking, you know, I'm thinking, what do we need? What's going to happen? Where can we go? How can we fix things? These are the questions I have. And we're watching as this world transforms, as everybody has their Obama blinders on, and things are progressing into this 21st century. It's going to be intriguing. No doubt about that. Actually, Obama made his first TV appearance as president. Yeah, guess what? It was in Dubai. So, on Arab TV. Was that Arabia, Al Arabia, in Dubai is pretty curious place for him to have his first television interview, being that that's where Atlantis is and that's where all this crazy new architecture is going up. And I really have my eye on Dubai because I want to know what the heck that's all about. You know, is this where the elite intend to go during a crustal shift? Is this the place that's going to survive at the end of the world? I don't know. Very strange. Very strange. They definitely keep pushing it to us, keep pushing the agenda of fear, 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 and we've gotten just so many numerous ways to be afraid. So this is a good time to put all that fear away and stop, because this is the real solution. And it opens up your own miraculous potential, and you'll be happy you did it. But I totally understand where you're coming from, and I know how difficult it is to put away fear. Because you have so many little ones, so many things, you know, your bills, your whatever, just interrelationship issues, things of this nature that just cause stress in your life, and it makes it hard. We don't have very many places of beauty left to go to escape and try and find our natural selves. I usually make a pilgrimage once a year out to Rainbow, and I hope this year will be no different. And actually, this year is building up for me to have potentials for many, many adventures. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm going to start a trip here, it seems, really soon. I didn't even know it was coming, but the miraculous forces have conspired to inspire me again. And they are sending me out on the road, it appears. I'm waiting to see how all these angelic forces come together, but numerous friends have been contacting me from various sources, and they are all conspiring to get me out on the road. This is not something they're all doing together, it's just the universe has a way of multitasking that's beyond belief. So as I start to look into one scenario, I'm working my way to Pennsylvania and Washington, D.C. I end up getting contacted by another, which is along the way, and it opens up the passage for me to make this trip. I love the way it works. I love the way these things go. It's fantastic. It's amazing, and I can't wait to see what comes of it. This tends to give me very little time to get all of these inner working things that I feel I need to get done, done. You know, I maybe writing my book is not the most critical thing in my life. I feel like it is. That my linear brain says, write a book so that you can afford to do these things that you want to do. Write a book because then you'll get invited on to coast, and you can then get a little more of this green energy to keep you going. Because I understand we all need it. I'm just saying that our methods of achieving it could alter so that the universe would eventually alter to follow that. And what I mean by that is so many people make money the goal. So many people are like, how can I achieve money instead of life? And once we start to focus on how can we achieve life, then the money comes and pretty soon becomes unnecessary. If you receive my emails, you'll see I wrote a little bit of a poetic structure on how we could shift our economic financial situation by giving to those that give to us spiritually. It was, I don't know, I was inspired to write it. I felt the need to send it. Some people wrote back to me saying, whoa, what is it, Freeman, you broke or something? Well, that was not what inspired the letter, but I obviously, if you listen to me enough, work on that wave of broke. You know, I'm always just keeping my head above water. So I'm not sure what to do about that scenario, and my linear brain says, write a book. It says, get the book written. You know, of course, I have lots written. I just don't have it all formulated into a book fashion, which I want to get done. But it takes a lot of work. You got to really, I mean, I'm not saying I'm not into it. It's just that life keeps conspiring to send me off on these crazy adventures, and books just don't seem to work out. And if I could get on Coast to Coast, if I could support myself with my films, then I would probably just do that. But it seems like a book is critical to your credibility, and if you want to get on more and more productions, then... And also, I would love to be able to outline everything for you so that it's there. But I don't know. I don't know. The universe keeps conspiring to send me in other directions. Maybe I should be more focused. Maybe. But I find that when I try to keep myself in that linear plane, thinking I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, things go awry and go wrong. And if I just throw caution to the wind and say, hey, I'm going to Hollywood, or I'm going to Philadelphia, wherever it is that the universe conspires to send me, then things go wonderful and everything works out really great. And that is the way that I got here, so I have to stay with that way to get where I'm going, because I want to get to a synchronistic world. I do not want to get to where I'm finally making it in the system. That is not my goal. My end goal is a synchronistic realm that just continues on and continues going. And so far, it has been wonderful, and it keeps doing that, and it continues to amaze and inspire me. And so I just do what I do, and I'll get done what I can get done, and it's been one hell of a ride, I'll tell you that much. Been one hell of a ride indeed. So I should possibly be coming to a town near you here really soon. I'm gonna try and work out where I can allow you to know where I'm at and what's going on. I've always wanted to blog while traveling with all my images and everything, and the things that I run into, but I never seem to have time to write while I'm living, so I have to come back and then recreate it for you, and that's what I'm going to start working on soon as well. You see how many projects I got going? I got so many sticks in the fire, it's ridiculous. So many things that I just want to create, and I'm just dying to create. And I'm working on them all, it's just that I'm working on them all. So not a single one is getting done, but they all are getting done in little bits and pieces. So there's going to be a lot more coming your way from Freeman, I promise you that. I've been making some great connections, meeting some great people. I've got some editors that want to work with me. I have people that want to work with the writing. So I actually have a team forming. It's no longer just Freeman Productions. Don't know if you've seen the credits on my early films, but you know, it just simply states created by Freeman. Have no crew, have no, but now I do. Now I've got people that just are really inspired to get to work, so this could be great, and I'm excited. So are you ready for this transition? You ready for this new world? I think it's going to be exciting. I've been waiting for the news to catch up with Freeman. You know, I honestly have. I've talked about so many strange things, and I knew eventually that it would become somewhat mainstream, and already much of it has. I don't sound as out there as I did back in the 90s. Which is either good or bad, I don't know, but I knew it was going to happen. I knew that eventually the news would catch up with me, and I think it's going to get there even more so. And so luckily we have some of this background data, some of the stuff that we've been analyzing and watching, so that we can figure out what the production, this Hollywood theme that they're going to put out on us, is really. Where we look at it, and say, hold on now, we know about ionospheric heaters, we know all about scalar weaponry, we know that there are abilities out there that could cause this to be manufactured. And so we can come at our reactions with a little bit of temperament, because we have some understanding, and we've been watching this for so long. Because I really think a lot of things are going to be opened up. The exopolitical spectrum, I really wonder if that's going to become something major. It seems like it might. And of course, all of the strange anomalies in the sky are going to become more and more apparent. And I think that they're trying to make this more apparent, just as when they were hiding it with calling it El Nino, now they're giving you all the gamma ray fear. So let's see where they're leading this. And we pretty much have a good idea of their end result, I think, in this technocratic Venus project, if you want to call it that. I like to use that title because of its connections to Lucifer. We're going to look into this picture deeper and deeper as we go. Hopefully, I'll be able to turn my brain on to bring up some more potential events so that we can analyze my hypothesis. That's really all it's about, is to, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm testing a hypothesis, and so far I haven't been wrong, right up to the 1013 prediction, which didn't really give me a whole lot of hoopla, and nobody went, oh, hey, Freeman said that. I didn't get a whole lot of that at all, even though for 2 years I was covering it right up till the event. I suppose had I said early on that it would be a bank crash, because 1013's a Templar signal, and the Templars are the creator of fractional banking, then maybe I would have gotten a little more hoopla. Instead, I just focused on the digits. I focused on the symbolism. I watched as all of the hints went down. And, so I'll have another one of those for you when it comes. I don't predict these things. Like I say, they come miraculously. And that's the whole point of Radio Freeman, the Free Zone, Freeman TV, and the Freeman Perspective, is to show you your miraculous world, to show you the miraculous nature of life. Because that's what brought me to you, and to me, that is the most important thing going on right now. So until next week, live boldly. Step out, change your parameters, allow a few of the things that you thought were just completely unreal into your reality. Expand your mind, and let's trip this holographic universe into a whole new thing. See you next week.
Now that I've lost everything to you, you say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart, you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear. But then a lot of nice things turn bad out there. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile.